Outwitting Brindle. Uncle Hyatt Frame bought a cow named Brindle. He was pleased with his new cow until he milked her for the first time. It took only 2 minutes for him to discover that she was a switcher. Now, it is bad enough to have a cow that keeps her tail going in fly time. But in winter, there is no excuse for it. A blow in the face from a long, stringy tail is sure to cause a strong feeling leading to anger. At the first switch of Brindle's tail, Uncle Hyatt shouted, "Hey!" At the second, he hit the cow in anger. At the third, he got off the milking stool, found a piece of rope, and tied the tail to a rafter. Warm weather came. Uncle Hyatt moved his milking outside. At the first switch, he grabbed the tail and tied it to his bootstrap. When he finished the milking, he got up and picked up the pail of milk. Then he gave Brindle a slap. Brindle moved away, taking Uncle Hyatt's left leg with her. His right leg followed. Looking up from her work, Aunt Emily was amazed. She saw Uncle Hyatt hopping quickly about after the cow. Milk splashed from the pail. Aunt Emily had no idea what the trouble was. The only thing that she could see was that a whole milking was rapidly going to waste. She called loudly, "Look out for the milk!" Then she hurried to help. By this time, Uncle Hyatt and Brindle had passed the farther end of the yard. They had even started on the return trip. Brindle had the air of someone who knew where she was going. Uncle Hyatt hopped after her, still holding the milk pail, which grew lighter and lighter. "Stop her!" cried Uncle Hyatt. Brindle was between them, so Aunt Emily did not know the reason for Uncle Hyatt's strange behavior. She ran through the gate, waving her arms and calling, "Whoa, Brindle!" The frightened cow began to run. The milk pail flew off to one side. Uncle Hyatt fell and moved quickly along at Brindle's heels, grabbing at anything in sight. Finally, his bootstrap broke. Brindle ran to the farthest corner of the yard. Aunt Emily helped Uncle Hyatt to his feet, took him into the kitchen, and worked over him with liniment. "Tell me something, Hyatt," she said. "If you had to tie the tail to a leg, why didn't you tie it to Brindle's?"